UW Eau Claire's Human Resources Department says an average of 40 people retire from the university each year. This year, 79 faculty and staff are hanging their hats. Human Resources Director Donna Weber says there's no reporting of why a person retires, but she's hearing a lot about the collective bargaining bill and insecurity on the political front.
People are worried that they might lose their retirement benefits. There's absolutely no question about that.
But that wasn't part of the budget repair bill.
No, not at all. But people are concerned that one thing might lead to another.
Weber says it can take up to 6 months to hire new faculty, and she's worried that new applicants will be turned off by pending budget cuts to the UW system, along with increased costs for their benefits.
I've had some come through my office that are declining a contract that they'd already agreed to because they're afraid they won't be able to feed their family.
UW system spokesman David Drew disagrees that the collective bargaining issue or the budget are playing a leading role in the retirement spikes. He says it's more about the exodus of staff added during the university's expansion in the late 70s and early 80s.
We knew for many years that these people would all sort of reach retirement at about the same time.
What's happening in the UW system seems to be happening throughout state government. The Wisconsin Employee Trust Fund, which runs the state's retirement system, says retirement estimates are up 108% over last year, and the number of people applying for retirement is up by 95%. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.